Welcome. Greetings to everyone who's out there. Andrew, hello, Andrew. Who else is listening?
Mark.
Well, that's a shooting star. That's an airplane. What has anybody heard in the last couple of weeks? Anybody affected by this morning meeting experience that we have?
Questions.
Yes, I like that because otherwise people are sleeping and expect me to tell them things. So has anybody been affected by morning meeting that they can recall?
Well, what comes to my mind is me complaining about people not sharing in Bible study and always saying that's because you're not sharing in Bible study.
Yeah. Very effective.
Yeah.
That's this morning's lesson.
Mm-hmm. Not only have I talked to you about it, I've done it to everybody last night.
What did you say?
I don't remember.
That's how it works, isn't it? Yeah.
Mostly, I basically about the same thing.
Yeah. Well, that certainly had an impact and very fundamental because it's so easy to just be a sitter and a half-assed listener and not a doer. There's no response to the incredible things that we hear and that the gospel is. We just we're passive by nature. I was on the way down here. I'm thinking how yesterday doesn't mean anything, and what I heard yesterday, what I heard last year, what I've heard for the last 20 years don't mean a thing because they're completely behind me, and the only thing happening is today. And if I don't get fed and start this day, then it's just my whole life behind me doesn't mean anything.
And my thinking too is two things: is there a willingness or is there fear?
Yeah.
Through exposure of willingness to
be. Right. Yeah, I've seen that so many times that when you come into Bible study, are you there? I like morning meetings are incredible because everybody's here to hear and to participate and to give if there's an opportunity. So the atmosphere in this place is beautiful. And more at night meetings, many times it's that way. Unless there's one who's sitting on something who will not give it up, just won't share. We've seen many times they spoil the entire crowd.
Who is that man?
Would he raise his hand, please?
And you know, the thing I was saying to John last night is that, when you have an issue or something, sure, expressive, whatever, we talk about it, say something about it, and then the situation, it doesn't change, it doesn't improve, it doesn't get any better, and then you think, well, what's the use of saying something because nothing changes.
It's like Andrew talking Sunday.
Huh?
It was like Andrew. Remember what Andrew said?
He gets home and leaves Bible study, and everything disappears.
He forgets
nothing
it all.
Seems to work.
Nothing works. And certainly that has to do with what his expectations of this is. Everyone, myself including, had great expectations that by, I really did. I wonder what it's going to be like in 30 years. We'll be together, and we'll have heard all this stuff.
When everything's fixed.
When we're all, we'll be. Yeah. And it's 30 years has gone by. We started in 70, what? 72, 73, something like that. All right, we got our 30 years in. And what do we got? Every day we got to do the same thing. So either we're totally screwed up and doing everything wrong and nothing has worked, or everything has worked and this is exactly what God wants. He wants us, the vision, he wants us a
what does that look like? It's a sensitive entity that that's able to respond at any moment to God's presence. Not pre-programmed. What? There's comments on the background here. If it's edifying, we want it. If not, flush it.
Bojo fooling around.
Zip up, Bojo. Open your mouth one more time, Bojo, and you're in trouble. It's this. I can see it, but I can't get words for it. That since we are what we are, it has to be perfect in God's eyes, because we've been, you know, you can't submit any more than we know or do around here. So we're a body.
Remember that cliche we used to use a lot: if you're not in heaven now, you never will be.
Yeah.
I mean, haven't we learned after 30 or 40 or 50, in some case 60 years of life, you know, you're always saying, well, when I get this done, then I'll relax. Or when I get this done, then I'll be this. And when this happens, then I'll be happy. And it never
matures.
The finish line is always moving.
Yeah.
So,
because even if you get those things, then the only thing that happens is you look for something else. And so there is no satisfaction to this beast. None. And, you know, I've got things like that that I've gotten, and I wake up the next morning and, damn, what am I going to do today? So if Christ isn't your life, you cannot be satisfied. And I've seen the absolute difference, because I know He satisfies. He does satisfy me completely. But when I seek satisfaction in another place, it ain't there. It just isn't there, even if I get the thing. Yeah.
And, you know, I strongly believe that, too, that, like you said, Christ is in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else besides
that. Yeah.
Flesh is sensation.
And one of our key concerns is thinking that more of this will make the difference. Well, if this satisfies a little bit, then let's get a whole bunch of this stuff, because then I'll really be satisfied.
Listeners, he's pointing to the Bible.
What do you say?
For our listeners, he's pointing to the Bible.
This stuff right here.
Well, yeah.
I have a Bible. I've
been pointing to.
I forgot about those folks out there in TV land.
I read a deal this morning about Ren Win Pai, who is the head of the Chinese human rights movement over there.
That's an oxymoron.
Yeah, well, it is for him, because every time he does something, he gets thrown in jail. He spent, you know, from 1979 to 1983, he was in jail for doing stuff, and then he was out for a while, and then after the Tiananmen Square, you know, demonstration, they put him back in jail for 7 more years. But he's out, you know, handing out, he's got little business cards that say, you know, Ren Ren Pai, you know, head of the human rights, you know, thing. It you know, talks about it, you know, stuff. But he's like, well, what the guy was saying was the guy is so bold, you know, that the point of the article is that he's much bolder than any of the new leaders of China that just got initiated, you know. And this guy is, you know, basically, as I was reading it, it was like his past is gone. He's all eaten up in jail. And his future is very tenuous. He thinks he's, you know, 90% chance he will go back into jail. So he's just like, you know, he's just walking around.
Being free.
You know, being free. And it reminded me of how we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And whether we're as bold as that in acting on what we know to be true.
Yeah.
You know, in the face of what? You know, in the face of inconveniences, you know, or
yeah, what do we got?
Fears that somebody's not going to like us or something. You know, I mean, it's like that's such a different universe.
Yeah,
what's really our inheritance?
Because what do we have to lose? You can't lose the things of the spirit, but you can lose the things of the flesh. And is that what we're protecting? Are the Levites protecting their jobs? You know, you're looking for job security as a Levite? Have we ever fired a Levi? It's hard
it's
to get.
About time.
It's about yeah. time. Yeah.
I was fired for a few hours.
Were you?
A few hours.
Harry was fired a couple of weeks.
But not even Gary Martin yet.
Yeah. So you can't spiritually, you can't lose by being free. But if and you and by these words, you can judge and see where you stand. Is are you afraid to say something or that will maybe you'll lose your pride or your dignity? Or something really precious to you. I'm amazed sometimes to watch. I know I'll get in situations while I embarrass myself, you know, and then I'll watch. I do that occasionally, especially if Judy's around. She points it out.
She does point it out.
Yeah. You know, and I can feel my face go through these weird motions, you know. And, you know, it's amazing the impact it has to lose my countenance. Or if I say something here that's bad and everybody kind of suddenly the room shifts, you know, and there's a, yeah, one of those looks. They go, oh, God, how am I going to recover? You know, surely everybody's laughing. What have I got to protect? Yeah.
We never get any better.
No. But until you agree with that from a real deep place and stop worrying about it, then you won't be free because you will think you have something to protect and something to gain. So the text for this morning in Matthew 7, see if it relates.
That was
leading up to, and we led up to that because this is the automatic of every human being. This is what we do. We're programmed to do this, and that is judging. But it's the kind of judging. I think it's called katakrino in the Greek, and it's the judging from a higher position where you're judging down, and you judge others down. And what does that automatically do? It makes you the one on top. You're the one who's up in the high seat judging those who... You're judging someone lower than you. And that makes you feel good. And the lowest person can still judge down, and he's barely off the ground, but he'll find and put someone down lower than him. It says, judge not that you be not judged, for with... What judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. I've seen this in real life so many times that when I start judging, when I hear the words come out of my mouth, I know that I'm guilty of the very thing I'm saying. And I've seen other people do it continuously. When they are judging, I look at them, and then in a few minutes it becomes exposed that they are exactly guilty of the very thing that they're saying. And you can watch that in real life, day after day. And you can read what's going on in people by the way they judge and complain about and put others down. It's something you have to see because it's an irrefutable law of life that... that whatever you're judging, that's what you're guilty of. So listen to yourselves in your conversation and see if that doesn't pan out. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. That is, I was looking for that scripture a minute ago about giving, it shall be given unto you, shaken together, pressed down, spilling over. Your life definitely must be about, at this point, certainly, you're not still seeking for yourself continually, but your life has to be that one of where can I give? Who has a need that I can fill? Because by this time, we've learned that too is where satisfaction comes from, because that is what Christ does. He was not on this planet as a self-seeking pig. You know, rooting around looking for that which would satisfy him. His whole life was one of pouring out everywhere he went. That's why they talked about it, they couldn't write enough books. If they wrote books about him, it would fill the world. Because at every moment of his life, he was giving to someone.